Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveller of the Worlds. Canto 2, The Kingdom of Subtle Matter. Page 121. The worlds, the forms her goddess fancy makes, have lost their origin on unseen heights. Even severed, straying from their timeless source, even deformed, obscure, accursed and fallen, since even fall has its perverted joy, and nothing she leaves out that serves delight. These two can to the peaks revert, or here cut out the sentence of the spirit's fall, recover their forfeited divinity. At once caught in an eternal vision's sweep, he saw her pride and splendor of high-born zones, and her regions crouching in the nether deeps. Above was a monarchy of unfallen self. Beneath was the gloomy trance of the abyss, an opposite pole or dim antipodes. There were vasts of the glory of life's absolutes, all laughed in a safe immortality and an eternal childhood of the soul, before darkness came and pain and grief were born, where all could dare to be themselves and one, and wisdom played in sinless innocence with naked freedom in truth's happy sun. There were worlds of a laughter and dreadful irony. There were fields of a taste of toil and strife and tears. Her head lay on the breast of Amora's death. Sleep imitated awhile extinction's peace. The light of God she has parted from his dark to test the savor of bare opposites. Here, mingling in man's heart their tones and hues, have woven his being's mutable design, his life a forward rippling stream in time, his nature's constant fixed mobility, his soul a moving picture's changeful film, his cosmos chaos of personality. The grand creatrix with her cryptic touch has turned to pathos and power being's self-dream, made a passion play of its fathomless mystery. But here were worlds lifted halfway to heaven. The veil was there, but not the shadowy wall. In forms not too remote from human grasp, some passion of the inviolate purity broke through, a ray of the original bliss. Heaven's joys might have been earth's if earth were pure. There could have been reached our divinized sense and heart, some natural felicity's bright extreme, some thrill of supernature's absolutes, all strengths could laugh and sport on earth's hard roads and never feel her cruel edge of pain. All love could play and nowhere nature's shame. But she has stabled her dreams in matter's courts, and still her doors are barred to things supreme. These worlds could feel God's breath visiting their tops. Some glimmer of the transcendence hem was there. Across the white ionic silences, immortal figures of embodied joy traversed wide spaces near to eternity's sleep. Pure mystic voices in beatitude's hush appealed to love's immaculate sweetnesses, calling his honeyed touch to thrill the worlds, his blissful hands to seize on nature's limbs, his sweet intolerant might of union to take all beings into his savior arms, drawing to his pity the rebel and the waif, to force on them the happiness they refuse. A chant hymeneal to the unseen divine, a flaming rhapsody of white desire, lured an immortal music into the heart and woke the slumbering ear of ecstasy. A purer, fierier sense had there its home, a burning urge no earthly limbs can hold. One drew a large, unburdened, spacious breath, and the heart sped from beat to rapturous beat.